We're joined on Amino Center by our current number one qualifier in top fuel, Leah Pritchett, 3.667 seconds at 329.50 miles an hour. Leah, how important is it, or how cool is it to get that first run on Friday night, U.S. Nationals, and come out here and really lay a good one down?
I think they're equally as important and cool at the same time. We've been preparing for that, even missing our Indy test session for a couple different reasons. But having the confidence and the momentum from Brainerd, knowing that this is the coolest session probably so far, it feels good. Now, it's obviously not a guarantee, very much provisional. But, you know, there's always that little bit of question in your mind, should we have tested, should we have practiced, and, you know, are we falling behind? But that just sets a, you know, sets it at a level for the crew chiefs and the crew that we are. We're still back in the game, and we can pick up where we were at in Brainerd. And I told Bruno Massel down there, I'm like, crazy being turning off left and thinking just a couple years ago, you know, missing qualifying by 1/1000th of a second back in, I think it's 2013, to you know, the very first session out of 2017. Definitely no doubt about it, into the field. It's very humbling, and I just couldn't be more proud and blown away every single, like, if I keep getting blown away, I'm not gonna be here anymore. So by my team and the job that they're doing.
Running into 60s here, running into 60s pretty consistently, obviously. Is it weird now, as many of these we're seeing, that this is kind of becoming the new normal in top fuel?
I would say, you know, there was a time when we would talk about what exactly we were going to run, obviously, and put the tune-up in the car. And the last words from Todd is, we just confirm, you know, all right, this is going to be a low 70, you know, a high 60. And, like, well, cool, we were talking about 60s. I mean, you're getting it. And now, you know, when we say, you know, yeah, we're shooting for a mid-60, you're right. That is technically our new normal, but that's because we are doing abnormal things all of the time. We haven't kept up the normal, our ramp up of continuing to improve our parts and our pieces, and for Todd to push himself is my inspiration. So hopefully that will never be the normal.
Susan?
You got so many things on your mind this weekend. How has it been hard to focus on what you got to do in the top two weeks?
I had thought about that of, you know, all right, once I get in my car, how is it going to be? And I did exactly what I have done for a number of years, and it's very, very simple. You get in, you remind yourself what you have to do inside the race car. I count the clocks. Like, when I do my burnout, okay, that's there, you know. Double checking that quarter-mile clocks aren't up. Very simple things. And it just reminded myself, yeah, you know, not leaving off with my left foot on a two-step. This is stab the gas till your heart bleeds out. That's the mentality you have to have. And for me, being in so many different race cars, that's what it took. And I guess the biggest thing, the biggest challenge, is to not falter off of my job and let them down because of the other classes that I'm fortunate enough to run in. So basically, it's just taking myself to the highest level, just as my team is, and keeping it there, like, chipped out at the rev limiter all the way until, who knows, 7 o'clock on Monday.
Do you have any time to yourself at all? Would you say at some point this weekend, you say, I just have to be alone for another?
I haven't quite thought about that. And I think when I get to spend genuine time with my team and when we're preparing, that's actually my time. When I'm doing fuel and I'm with my team, that's more valuable than my own alone time. So that's what kind of that's what gets me back. When I came into the track and I was with them today, I was like, I'm back in my hood. I'm on the east side of the tracks today, and it's good. They're very much supportive of everything that's going on, and I'm not going to let them down, because they obviously don't. They continue to never let me down.
Jack?
You got the track record tonight, and you were also kind of close to your world record time. Do you think there's anything different you could have done to maybe, you know, get a little closer to that world record time? And what's it like to have the track record tied here?
Track record at Indianapolis, that's big. That I would say that has more merit than a couple other tracks, because it's been ran so many for so many years, and it's the U.S. Nationals. We looked at the computer briefly before coming back here, and I don't know exactly what that track could have held, but based on our strategy of going into a session like this, yes, we probably could have had a little bit more. Could we have broken the national record? Yeah, I don't know. That's very much questionable, but could have maybe been a little bit more than a 66.7, but the reason that it wasn't is because this is the time to get in. This is the time to solidify. Tomorrow was cool. And we're going to see some more 60s for sure, but we'd like to make sure that we're in very solidly, but not pushing the envelope and, you know, all the way on the very first run, like off the trailer cold turkey. That would have been unnecessary because there's no points. Like, I'm going to keep lobbying for that. Extra points for track records, extra points for national records. I think there might be a lot of other teams that would be in favor in that. And so obviously we would this year. Did you have any questions?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
S36 was your fifth 36 second run in your last 9 trips down the track. I mean, what's that say for, you know, your team?
It says that they are absolutely relentless in the pursuit of being the best. I mean, that, I think that's what it says about their team, that they're not settling. They're continuing to look for more. And for me, those 6 of the last 9 runs down the track, it's different. This was not like a cruise down the 405. I studied the track. I've been on the track for 2 days now in other classes. And I knew that the groove pulls to the right, and as more nitro cars went down the track, it pulled more, I'm sorry, more to the left. So in the right lane, pulls more to the left. Had that in mind. And so I'm about midway down the track. I'm making sure that I'm in that. And all of a sudden, I was not square anymore. So I correct a little bit right to get back square. Well, now I'm not following in that groove. So I got a little sideways at the exact same time that the grandstand stopped. And the wind comes over, which we had studied before. There's a very strong side wind, and it caught me. And here I am fighting, chasing the car at 320 miles an hour, just going, come on, that's 1,000 foot, not the quarter mile. And so every run is different. I for sure was out of breath at the end. My guys heard me. And I just tell myself, you know, you, when you have a race car like that, you're going to do everything you can. To get it to the finish line, no matter what, especially on a night like tonight.
So the throwdown started. Coming out and doing this, now everybody's been gunning for it. This is the same guys who've been jousting with y'all this time.
I think what works for us is that whether we have a big bullseye, a very small bullseye on our backs, because it's not just mine, on our backs, is that we just don't look at that. We look at what's ahead. I know that's exactly what Todd does. He's our leader in every sense of the way, and he can say it till he's blue in his face, but now, right, we're 7-8 months into the season, and he has shown by example of not worrying about what anybody else is doing, about what they're saying, what they're trying to start, don't matter. He's just worried about trying to make his race car faster, and I'm just worried about being one and unanimous with our team and being faster and quicker together. And everyone else is shooting for it too, which is amazing. That makes the competition stiffer than it's ever been, and I think as long as I've been following drag racing.
That makes it more exciting, more satisfying. You're up
in with us. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But it's not Sunday night yet, so. Or Monday night, really.
Monday, yeah.
But yeah, Monday it'll be a different story. We'll be.
Did you have to hear Ashley say that when she qualified?
I didn't,
She was so excited, I thought she reminded me more of a little bit back when.
Well,
I'm excited, you know, my dream come true, what's happening.
Well, she's getting it. Yeah, absolutely. She's put in the work and she's after it. And you know what's interesting about that is that your dreams and your goals, they change, they evolve, they become more challenging. Whereas one thing I find about myself right now when I'm running all these different classes, I might not be the most warmest person to be around because I'm so focused on what I need to do. So I apologize to everybody in advance when I'm down on the starting line. I might not. Anyway. If you know me, you know me. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.